Who do we have on the call there, Christian?
Just Ms. Foreman.
Okay.
Well, that rest is just staff.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I call this meeting to order. This meeting is being recorded. On C, we have a review and acceptance of the minutes from the last meeting. Are there any changes or, thank you very much. Are there any notes on the minutes? We have a motion from the vice chair and a second from Ms. Barber. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Before we move on to public comments, I would like to welcome our newest members of the committee and give them an opportunity to introduce themselves. So please, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is George Small. I've been a resident in Manatee County, I don't know, 25 years. I'm originally from New Jersey, Red Bank, New Jersey. Moved here in 92 during Hurricane Andrew. I retired from State Farm as a claim specialist in 2018. Currently have my own business. I'm an independent claim adjuster. And I'm doing that for about 4 years right now. I'm married, we don't have any children, but our children are old and they're, you know, out doing their thing. So this is a good time for me to get to know about Manatee County, because again, I don't have any children in the school system, you know, pay my taxes and everything like that, but this is a good opportunity to learn about the school system. I have a couple of fraternity brothers who are in the school system, so Omar Edwards and Rod Martin. And I'm with Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity, Sarasota, Florida alumni chapter, and I'm president of the chapter. Mm-hmm. So again, I thank you for this opportunity, and just show me, lead me, I'm all ears, and do whatever I need to do. So thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Michael Hartman. I'm originally from Washington, D.C. moved to Maryland, then moved to Maryland, then came to Florida in 78. Got a job working with the phone company. I was telling Mr. Kennedy, and I think I get good mileage on this. My wife, before I met her, she got a job working in the phone company with Florida, and I hired one, and I used to call her on dispatch. She just dispatched me, tell me where to go. We ended up getting married. She still tells me where to go. So anyway, I worked for the phone company for 40 years, and I was really pretty busy, the job that I had. I covered the state of Florida, Englewood, up to Hudson, to Plant City, to Frostproof. That was my service area. Many a night, working all night, you know, just because of the nature of the business. Anyway, I retired, and then my wife said, well, you're not retired, you're refired. So I wanted to give back to the community. Over the years, I was an elder at a couple of different churches. I worked with PAL, you know, different things there. And we did street ministry, you know, feeding different people, you know, at different times. So I did some stuff, but I just wanted to get, like Mr. Smalls was just saying, is, you know, time to give back to the community. So this is just a small part of what the direction I'm in, but I appreciate all of you. And I really wanted to thank the board, and especially Mr. Kennedy, because he was the one that, you know, put forward the nomination. So I just thank you for that again. But you know,
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. Mr. Hartman, what area of the Maryland, D.C. area?
Okay, I was born in Washington, D.C., Anacostia. And then I moved.
Southeast?
Sure. Yes.
Southeast.
Does that ring a bell with you, sir?
I mean, I've never heard of it. I myself, after I was adopted, went to a military school in D.C.
And
grew up in the rural portion of Maryland. So.
Okay. What part of Maryland?
Toward Gaithersburg,
okay.
Area.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
Spent a couple of years there.
Yeah, so it's changed a lot. Mr. Kennedy and I was talking about it, but you know, it's like everything else, life changes. You just go with the flow, basically, and just keep moving on. So that's where we're at here.
Progress.
Progress, so But, you know, I like to tell people, I left in 78 and it's been DC and that area's going downhill ever since.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you both very much.
Yes, sir.
Next, I would like to open up public comments. Do we have any public comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. I've already welcomed the new committee members. Next up, I would like to do a review of the annual report presentation. So since our last meeting, we had our annual report. I think that it was received well. I will actually, Mr. Kennedy, if you don't mind, do you have any words on the work that we've done this year or
no, I mean, speaking
presentation?
Speaking for the board, I'll be very brief. Speaking for the board, you're right. Mr. Ballard was very well received. It was very well written. You know, Mrs. Foreman has kind of taken over as kind of the board's lead on this committee, so I've kind of stepped away. But you know, I think the report was one of the best we've seen since this committee formed 4 years ago with the you know, with the original passage in 2018. So, but speaking for myself, I was happy to see that all the work you all put into it was very clearly articulated in the report, and I think it's a very fair assessment for the taxpayers and for the residents of the county. And I gotta be honest, I was a little worried about the timing, but you guys pulled it off and got it done, and I was glad to see it. And what's the best way to say this? I don't want this to sound like a backhanded compliment, but again, I'm only speaking for myself here when I say this, but I was expecting a little bit of what felt like a rush job, and it didn't read like that at all. And so I was very pleasantly surprised myself at the final result. So, Chair Ballard, I appreciate your efforts leading.
Yes, sir, thank you.
You adopted it, the board adopted it at their last
meeting. Oh, it was accepted and approved, I guess, was the motion. The motion to accept, I guess, is what we did.
I will say, you wouldn't know it from the presentation, but we actually had a considerable amount of back-end issues with the report, with taking over the older versions. I don't know if you want to speak on
it. I couldn't even get the computer to pull it up right, so I couldn't add to it.
Yeah, so.
It was difficult, yes.
But.
No.
But.
Christian helped.
Yes, luckily this committee, we already gone over it with a fine-tooth comb and knew what we wanted to do. So once we had that figured out, I was able to put the words in there. We did think about this. So thank you all very much for your hard work on that. Are there any other comments on the annual report presentation? Seeing none, we will move on. I have this under old business, election of committee chair, because it was something that I brought up two meetings ago to try to do some succession planning. We were not able to have that discussion. So now it is imperative. We have to have that discussion now. It's been a privilege and an honor to serve as your chair, but every year we need to go forward and as a group make an election of a chair. So we can't keep kicking the can down the road. So that's what this discussion has to do today. So my first question is whether there is anyone that is willing to raise their hand and operate as the chair of this committee.
Are you staying on the board? Did you decide to stay on, or are you going on?
I prefer not to.
Okay.
Just from a timing standpoint, if need be, I appreciate that we have two new members. We hope we've also lost members recently. So if need be, I'm happy to continue to volunteer my time.
But your preference is to roll, is to not stay on the committee.
Yes, it'd be easier for me, but I think it'd be easier for all of us to not commit our time to a volunteer position. So if need be, I'm more than happy to stick around. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. was trying to figure out what.
I am available.
What your decision was about that.
Yes.
At one point you said you were gonna not.
That would be my.
Preference.
But, no, I understand. I am very keen on the role of this committee. And I would hate to lose any institutional knowledge that has not already been transposed to others. Yes, so, yes, I am available to continue to serve.
With that said, I know I'm serving as vice chair, but the current situation I'm in with other activities, I can't offer to be chair of this committee at this point. That doesn't mean that I won't assist with this committee until after the election cycle.
Till the outcome.
Right, till the outcome is decided. So that's why I'm not raising my hand to serve as chair, is because of my outside of this committee activities.
Well,
so I cannot commit to that right now.
That is certainly understood, and thank you for raising your hand to represent this county on the school board, no matter the outcome. Thank you very much. Does anyone else have any input on the election of a committee chair?
Ms. Harry, I'm not speaking. Server.
I'm not speaking.
She has been nominated in the past and rejected the nomination, so.
Yeah, she has.
I see Mr. Kennedy has a comment.
Yeah, I do, Mr. Ballard, thank you.
Yes,
no, I just want to address Cindy's comment, or Mrs. Spray's comment, I apologize. And this has been an issue on the audit committee a couple of times now. And I'll just cut to the end. I actually don't think there's any issue, and I'll just speak frankly, I don't think there's really an issue unless you were to get elected to the school board. And then obviously you would have to step down. Being a candidate doesn't preclude you from being on this committee, nor does it preclude you from being the chair of this committee. Just out of custom, Mrs. Foreman and then Mrs. Caruso, I'm blanking on who is the chair of the audit committee right now, is it?
Dr. Caruso.
It's Dr. Caruso. So Dr. Caruso is currently chairing the audit committee right now, and she's in the same position you are. So. I mean, if somebody else wants to volunteer for it, that's great, but Cindy, what I'm saying is I wouldn't let that, your status as a candidate, keep you from serving as chair. Because I could dig out the legal opinion, but if we even got one in the past. But really, it was just kind of out of what Mrs. Foreman felt was the right thing to do at the time that she was chairing the audit committee, and then she became a candidate, so they chose a new chair. So I'm just saying this to kind of support your role here, that if you wanted to, I don't think there's any reason you can or should not. There's certainly not a legal reason. So that's all.
It's more of time.
That I understand.
Then it is the role.
Gotcha.
It really is.
Okay, fair enough.
I wouldn't feel comfortable that I could focus as chair.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
Gotcha.
It really is. It's not anything to do with the what I'm doing. Is I think the chair should have, this committee should have the attention it deserves, and I don't think I could give that right now.
Okay.
And I probably could not do that until after November. So I wouldn't want this committee to be, you know, held back from its role duty. I'm interested. I'll make this comment after we get done with this topic, but there is information I'd like to see from this committee moving forward as a member of the committee, not as a chair. So that's why I could dedicate the time I think it deserves. So
that makes sense to
me. How much time does it take?
It's not inconsiderable amount.
You have to come up with the agenda, or it was basically done?
Yeah. Every you have to come up with that. I will say I was surprised at the compared to what it takes to be a member compared to the chairman, I was surprised at the difference in attention and time that it, that it takes.
Yeah.
You being truthful or are you just trying to say that?
I'm being 100% truthful.
Yeah, because I don't know, wait a minute.
Yeah, there's a big difference in being a member and chair.
I haven't discussed this with previous chairs. I know.
But we have a lot of work to do before.
Yes. But it's, there is a greater commitment of attention, certainly.
So is Ms. Frederickson still on committee?
She is.
Mr. Arvin?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Sorry. So moved and.
Where's the straitjacket?
There are three committee members who are not here today.
That's what I know.
Ms. Frederickson, Ms. Howard, and Dina Howell are not here. Cynthia Howard's on the phone. Right, CH?
Yep.
Yes, she is. And Ms. Frederickson is no longer in the committee.
Oh, she's not on the committee?
She did fall off?
She resigned.
She resigned, yes.
She did not decide to seek reappointment.
Okay, that's why I wondered, because she was always here without fail.
She told me she was gonna continue, so I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she was a great guy.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
This time I'm raising my hand to ask a question, if it's okay with you.
Yes, sir.
We're new on the board, and I don't want to seem presumptuous, but I remember when my oldest son and my middle son started out in public school, and then they both went to Braden Christian, and my wife ended up homeschooling our son because we had 2 sons. Mm-hmm. She had 2 sons from her first marriage, and then we had a son together. Anyway, I ended up being on Trails Homeschool. I was the president of that organization. I was an elder out of retreat. Couple of different churches, and I know what it's like, what you're saying, having to deal with that, and I don't want to be presumptuous, but I mean, somebody's got to do it.
Yes, and I will say, if you all want, and if it's required, I would be happy to continue my role as the chairman of this board, knowing...
Sure. If it's not that much more work, I can do it. I'll put my name in.
It is, as I mentioned, it is
minimal.
Considerable. Yes.
I nominate Susan Harrigan.
Yes, please. Yes, sir.
Mr. Ballard.
I don't know.
Maybe we can as committee members commit to seeing how we can level the playing field in the amount of work that actually needs to be done.
100%.
We'll chip in and help the chair distribute the work if she'll ask us, because we may not know.
Right.
But if she'll distribute the work, maybe we can chip in and help more.
I think that's real key.
It has been very obvious through our time through the committee that it needs to be someone who's been on the committee, who has the knowledge of the committee's work, needs to be the chair. Otherwise, I would have jumped on your offer.
I don't want to seem presumptuous,
no,
but I understand.
It's not presumptuous for someone to volunteer at all.
Right.
And normally I would welcome that, but there's a lot of background that goes on to chairing this committee, and knowing who to ask the questions to, etc. So I think it's very important that whoever is the chair have some experience and background on the committee. Otherwise, we would have welcomed whoever got pushed forward.
Wonderful.
I'm going to throw up, I think.
Mm-hmm. I get done saying, yeah, sure, I can do this again.
I know.
Yeah,
no,
that was
you
silly.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, do y'all want to arm wrestle over this, or are you going to accept our motion?
She won.
Our motion in a second.
Oh, God. Okay.
it's up to you and your time commitment. I mean, no matter what, I would say that, would suggest going to the monthly schedule instead of the quarterly. I would suggest that we have.
The board sets our schedule.
Aren't we going every other month right now?
We set our schedule.
Yeah.
No.
Are we going every other month, you said, right now?
Right now, that is the schedule. I thought it was, is it quarterly or every other month?
I thought it was every other.
Every other.
Yeah. So either monthly or every other month, I don't have any preference. But we did have a little bit of a snafu on the annual report. You have been so great in previous annual reports this year. That was not the case.
Yeah, I couldn't even pull it up. It wouldn't even let me add stuff in it or anything.
Or modify and edit.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything, yeah. I kept trying to confirm and do all kinds of stuff. But I don't mind not being the chair at all. If you would love to do it again, I'm more than happy.
Well, the chair doesn't mean she has to do the report also.
That's what I thought too, but that's not the way that worked out.
She had been the member, only member of the communications. And that's how she ended up doing the report, because she was the person who was the communications committee. She did it every year. That's how she was nominated to do it.
I'm familiar.
Okay, so if she's the chair, other people are going to have to assist with doing the report besides just Susan as the chair, don't you think? That'll have to kind of switch up.
Certainly.
I mean, I'll withdraw my motion if you've changed your mind about whether you're willing to do it or not, but this is something we're gonna have to chair one way or another.
I just
want to
make sure that
I'm the
person.
Oh my.
I think you'll make fantastic.
I think you're the perfect person. The tenure you have on this committee, the experience you've had in pulling the report together, you can mentor the person that would help pull the annual report together.
You've worked
with other subcommittee chairs throughout the history of this committee. I think you would be a perfect choice, in my opinion.
And again, when I say it is, it's a considerable more, it's more work than just being a regular member. The amount of time that you spend on a weekly basis is not a great amount. You know, we're not talking 10 hours, 20 hours a week that spending on this stuff. But the agendas need to be, you know, done ahead of time. We need to field the questions from committee members to staff, and make sure that we're getting that information. I think that will be a huge point going forward, and I think Cindy's probably going to speak on this a little bit later, of making sure that we're getting the information that we're requesting. First of all, request information, please. That's the role of this committee. And so there is that. But I think you've seen the work that John Brady and Bob Christopher and I have done. There is work, but it's not, it doesn't take up from other endeavors. The one thing that I would maybe suggest is that we put forward a motion to not require the chair to interview new members. Just because that is typically, with all due respect, gentlemen, a lot of times in the middle of the day, I work, I don't know how many other people, I have kids in school, I know you have kids in school, so a lot of times life just gets in the way, and so that's been the time consuming. Yeah, I've had to lose hours of work to do things like that. So that would be a suggestion going forward, but if you're willing to take on, take it on.
I need a good vice chair then.
I volunteer.
Oh, there you go.
And that's like Pat said, somebody with experience, what's the better way to learn than to help somebody? I'm here to serve.
Same,
you know, I mean, nobody else wants to do it. I've been on committees before, you know, on boards, and I understand the structure of the stress. So the more help you have, the better it is. So I'll throw my name in the hat if you want to do that.
Okay.
So do we have a motion on?
Your motion.
A motion right now? Yes, I believe you.
My motion was to elect Susan as the chair of the committee, and I believe I second.
We had a second.
Second motion.
All right, so moved. Any further discussion?
I would like to speak to the composition of the committee.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that Susan, as the chair, needs an opportunity to survey members. We have three members who are not here today. And talk to those members and determine their skill sets and so forth. Is it essential that we elect a vice chair today?
That was on the agenda for
election
of the committee chair.
Of the committee chair, period. Of the vice chair, I think that should be a decision made by the new chair.
I agree.
Whether a vice chair needs to come in today or not.
Whether or not to elect it today.
Yes. So that's kind of a punt. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I see both sides of it.
Because it has been published that we were going to elect. And it was actually on the agenda back in.
It was only election of the chair today.
Mm-hmm. I understand it says chair. But it was discussed about.
Mr. Hartman, do you mind waiting to just see if someone else that's been on?
Whatever you all want to do, I'm just throwing my name in the hat just to help.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
For further discussion, if they can't be bothered to show up to the meeting.
Well, I think the only one who's not here, as far as I can tell, Cynthia is on.
Yeah, Howard, she's on.
She's on, and Donna's no longer on the committee, so I was mistaken. Dina Howard is the only one that I can tell who's not here. So.
Right. Yes.
Based on
your
role from the last meeting, the attendance from the last meeting.
So, personally, I think that maybe we should go ahead, go forward, elect our chairman, chairwoman, and our vice chairperson. Also,
what happened to Mr. Anderson?
He resigned too.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So moved. This is for the motion to.
Timothy Polk. I'm sorry.
Oh yes.
I think that he's missed three meetings in a row, so he's
not. Timothy Polk is very, very ill.
Very sorry to hear that.
He's very ill. He's confined to his bed.
Oh, no.
Unable to walk. And I think I mentioned him to you several months ago, David.
Mm-hmm. He's been on virtually, but I don't think he's attended in person, but he's tried to attend virtually.
He's not able to.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
Sorry to hear that.
Okay, so he would be on.
All right, so moved to elect Ms. Harrigan as the chair of the Citizens Finance Oversight Committee. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
Congratulations,
Chair.
Yeah,
thank you, Susan.
Yes, thank you.
Thank all of you. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. You want to? No?
I'll make, okay. Can I make a motion now that we have Mr. Michael Hartman as vice chair?
I will second that motion. Any further discussion?
Any discussion?
Okay, so all in favor of Michael Hartman being the vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Okay, there you have it.
Thank you.
Don't know what we got ourselves into.
Welcome to the team.
I'm gonna be buddies now.
Pass the mantles down.
Yes.
Okay, so I will.
Yes, over.
Yep.
Turn the, yeah, turn the gavel over.
Thanks.
Virtual gavel.
So, the review of the committee meeting schedule you have on here. So, the next meeting will be October 5th. And do we still want to do every other month? Is that, even though David thinks monthly would be better?
I just meet more often than quarterly.
I would like to make the recommendation that when we do, you know, in the fall, I would say yes, every other. But after that, when we're starting to do the data collecting for the annual report, we should do every month. But that would be my assessment of that.
Good time for that to start.
Yeah.
So we can get on the calendar.
January.
January, okay.
I think January, February, March to get our annual report done. That would be my recommendation.
Okay. You got that, Christian? Okay, thank you. Okay, so do we have any agenda items for the next meeting, which is October 5th?
I actually would like to see if we can't pull data. Excuse me. On, gosh darn. What the millage is planning for the performing arts portion that was passed this last November.
What is it you want to know?
I want to know where it's been allocated. I know it's the budget has been done, and I know there's dollars allocated for that portion of the millage, and I would like to see where that is being allocated to and what schools it's being allocated to. Dollar amount and or program.
And type of program.
Right, type of program in that arena. And any organizations that are benefiting from that program outside of the district.
Okay.
Well, our charge is not with the 22-23 budget. Our charge is for last year. Is that correct?
This is the new village.
This is the new.
I know what she's asking,
right.
But I'm asking about what we're looking at. We're looking at the fiscal year that just closed, not the fiscal year that just opened.
So there were no arts.
So your question is whether we're even looking at the
We're not looking at the new millage. We're looking at the last year of the old millage.
We had this discussion last time.
Because our report is for the year ending June 30th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Doing.
So we should be looking at data from the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022, mm-hmm. which does not include any of the new millage.
Right.
So I don't want us to get caught up in the spinning around on things that we're not reporting on this current report.
Okay. I see where you're going.
So when was that?
Yeah.
When was that village?
We just started collecting.
Last November?
We will collect it this year.
Of 21?
We will collect it in starting, correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
But we will start collecting it for the current fiscal year, not for the past fiscal year.
Right. That's correct.
So so I think it's important that we stay focused, otherwise we won't complete. I think it's within a certain number of days of the publish of the capital.
I just have a question.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying from July 1, 22?
June 30th, 2022 to July 1st, 2021 is the fiscal year we will be reviewing.
We went backwards. Yeah.
Yeah. 21, 22.
From 21 to 22.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
We're like a year behind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Because we don't review until the fiscal year has been closed out and audited.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. The
CAFR?
Something like, it's within 60 days of the CAFR, I think is what it says. Mm-hmm. And the CAFR will be presented to the board in probably January, February.
So what is the best way for us to request information related to that time period? Mr. Bergeron, do you have any input?
I'm sorry, what?
What is the best way for us to request the information to oversee the funds for that time period?
For 21-22?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Ryan can. We can generate expenditure reports, revenue reports right now, even before the year's closed out. We just rolled all the POs into 22-23. We're rolling all the balance sheet accounts in a week or two. I don't think there's going to be anything hitting expenditure or revenue any longer, so we should have good final 21-22 figures for you guys to start using.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, getting a head start would be good.
I mean, and as a reminder, that's the easy data to get.
Right.
The challenging stuff has always been off the HR side.
Yeah.
Yes.
The retention versus.
Either one of us could run a report right now that provides revenue and expenditures by all the different programs, by school. I mean, you could get down into so much detail, it'd drive you crazy.
Yeah, based on the template that we've been using.
Should we have it sent out before, or should we just have it available?
Before. I'd like it.
You want it before?
Yeah.
Can you do that and send that out to us?
Mm-hmm.
So that then, because it's a lot of information, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll take time to look at it.
How can we bridge that gap with HR on what we had suggested in our annual report about turnover rate versus retention? That has been one of my key points since I've been on this committee, of being able to track that. I don't think
it's turnover versus retention.
Well,
it's a vacancy versus whether or not a vacancy's been filled or somebody has.
It's still a turnover. If somebody left and then you put somebody in, it's still, you turned over that seat. It's still a turnover to me. It might be a different term than what.
But you said versus retention.
Well, there is a difference between retention and turnover.
I understand.
Retention is we kept that person on the payroll from one school year to the next.
But the conflict that we were having was we were saying that the district was saying what positions had remained vacant.
Right. And
but we don't want to know what positions have been remained vacant. We want to know what positions turned over.
Yes, ma'am.
We want to know person, not position.
Right.
Yes.
For
who started?
Who's
and
staying
who up. Ended the year with us?
And signed on for the next year.
The next
so that
year,
to me is the retention part.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Thanks. Thanks, David. Just two suggestions for really take them or leave them, but these are just kind of process suggestions. To Cindy's point, and this is really kind of for the new members, is that per the charter, any request for data from the district must come from a majority vote. So, Cindy, whatever you're after, I would just frame that in a motion.
Okay.
And then get that, and I don't think you'll have any problem getting that majority vote. And then on this retention question, and I agree with Tim that that's historically has been the sticky issue, is getting the right data that you're looking for and how to ask for it. And what I would suggest, again, take it or leave it, is turn that request for clarity into a recommendation from your committee to the school board.
Right.
And so that way they're kind of in their proper order per the charter. And so Mary or I can go to the next school board meeting and say, just like I've got some outstanding items from the audit committee that I keep circling back and trying to get in front of the board. I'll get there, third time might be the try, but we'll get to them. But same thing, like, so Mary could come in and say, I have an outstanding request from the Citizens Financial Oversight Committee that we need to address. Right. And so that sets the table for the school board to address
it. I can frame it into a motion to this committee that we ask the district to provide information on turnover rate versus retention from whatever department, I'm guessing HR, from the 21 to 22 school year.
Second.
So discussion.
Sure. Yeah. And is there any discussion? I'm trying to write your question.
Yeah, let me ask Mr. Bargeron a question. I know when you do the budget with the school board, you know how you, Mr. Bargeron, mm-hmm. you know how you do the color coding, how they show some of the expenditures? Is there a way that when they send that out, they can just put the difference between what's turnover and what's retention? I mean, can't they? I think it was brought up at one of the last meetings about that. Something about, you know, how to look at that. I mean, we may be fishing in the wrong lake.
Yeah, a couple of things crossed my mind at listening to the conversation. One, if y'all recall, Donna was the liaison to a group of district staff, and we were getting together, we were trying to get together monthly so that we could be putting, you know, we could be looking at the things that would go into the next report, and we could be working on them as the year progresses, because this HR data piece is still out of our reach as far as I know. The last file I got, the last attempt I took at getting it, and again, I'm not over HR, but we have unique position numbers for every position in the district. And so I thought, wow, you know, if I get that report from 2020-21 and I compare it to 21-22, any position number where there's a different name might indicate there was a change there.
Yeah.
Or the file was 19,000 rows long that I got from, you know, our PeopleSoft maintenance provider. And so I was trying to work through HR with IT folks and everything to try to get, you know, get there. That's what we talked about in recent meetings. We don't have an HR administrator any longer.
But there's an easier way to do that.
Well, I know you guys had, you have access.
We've already made this recommendation to the school board. It's in our report. In our report, the CFOC recommends that the district develops and implements a method to track retention and turnover on an employee basis. The current system tracks on the basis of filled position, regardless of whether the same employee filled that position. So we've already made that recommendation.
I have made that request at every single meeting for the last 3 years.
So I would like us to be consistent and make the same
request. Right.
It is the same. It's basically.
We have an outstanding request.
Exactly.
Can Mary bring that to them?
Well, I'm here today, so I'll bring it.
She's
on the phone, but I'll let you know. You bring it, Charlie. Okay.
Yeah.
The outstanding request.
Either way, and David, if I may. This is the fault of the school board, is that when this report was presented, we didn't stop and talk about the recommendations. And so I think I and or Mary can circle back and say, hey, we need to touch base because there's unaddressed recommendations in this report that we didn't discuss when we approved it. So I'll put that in my notes.
And I understand 19,000 rows long.
Yeah.
Okay, look at that, and you sort. Okay, now you got to sort.
Yeah.
How many names? Sort by name. See if that person's still with us, or did we replace that name? What are new names compared to the last names?
Yeah. Okay, should we still vote on the motion? Should we change the motion to say we want Mr. Kennedy to take it back to the school board?
With the recommendation.
With the recommendation that we already have open.
I'm fine with that motion being like that.
So we'll make a motion that Mr. Kennedy takes back our.
The recommendation.
The recommendation, our request, recommendation wasn't acknowledged.
From our annual report.
From the annual report.
Annual report.
Does that make sense?
I just think we should start on that now.
Okay.
Because if we wait till the end, it's gonna be keep waiting.
The first motion was to have Mr. Bergeron begin to give us the data.
Yes.
Yes.
The second motion was to send back to the board through Mr. Kennedy the recommendation from the report.
Which I think is basically the same, we're asking the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a modified, I'm just amending the motion basically to go on what our recommendation was on the annual report.
Okay, and I would even say that your second point is more pertinent, because every time we've asked in the past, we're told that the district doesn't have it, or that it's 19,000 lines, and so we're not gonna give it to you. And we've never been provided with it with the information.
It would be the district to be able to sort that data and get those numbers back to us. I don't wanna see how many people find their names and all that. We don't need to see that, we just need to know.
Oh.
Sally Smith, John.
Position, I've been saying that. Position number.
Position number, and then there's position number, there's employee number.
Right.
It shouldn't be that hard to line up those three numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
It's database management.
It's 5 years hard.
Just, thank you for catching on so quickly.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay, so do we wanna vote on the motion to have Mr. Kennedy take it back? Our request to the board for them to hopefully answer and get back to us.
So moved.
It is AP. Okay, we have a second. Okay, so either Sandra or Pat.
I made the motion, you seconded it, is that?
Oh, wait, sorry. He said so moved.
Yeah.
Okay.
So bad, but.
Okay, so, yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Very good.
So that's it? That's all you?
That was my, yeah, that has been my primary concern on this whole thing is retention.
Is this vote for the second motion to?
There was an amended motion.
We amended it to have Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, so it's just one, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, still one motion to amend my initial motion to go back to the outstanding data request from the board recommendation from our report, from our annual report. Yeah.
Madam Vice Chair, may I?
Yes.
I just wanna be clear that by my reading, there is a recommendation on page 4, page 9, and page 12.
Oh, we want them all.
No, no, I just want to make sure there's nothing I'm missing.
Oh, okay.
No, because I think it was mentioned in the annual report.
Page 4 on the last paragraph.
Yeah, I got that one, and then page 9 and page 12.
I think it was mentioned 3 different times in the annual.
They're all very interrelated.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything, that's all.
You're on it.
Okay.
So ask for all of them and see if we get the same answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just kidding, I hope we do.
I will.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Okay, so are there any other comments from the committee or staff?
I'll give a comment. Thank you all for trusting in me to be your chairman for the last year or so. It was a privilege and an honor. I think that going forward, there's some efficiencies that you can achieve. I think one might be to look at the way that you request for information. Per the charter, the only way to do so is for us all to meet together every 2 months and ask for information and then get that information afterward. So you're looking at a lag time of almost 4 months for any piece of information that you want. I might suggest that you ask the board to take a look at that, because if someone wants to do independent study of what is going on, I think that we should be empowering them and not otherwise hindering their ability to do so. I think that would behoove both this committee, the school board, as long as it's not in an amount that is almost harassing staff, which I don't think anyone that is signing up for this committee to do, I don't think that would be their goal. But that is something that I think that this committee should take a look at. But thank you all very much. Also, you might, I would suggest taking a look at the requirement to interview every new member by the board, by us. It, ultimately, it's a school board decision. We have no impact on who they want. So it's, okay. It's logistically, it just makes more sense.
To leave us out of it.
Correct.
Got it.
We had great folks that were up for appointment, so we were lucky. Okay. What if in the future we have someone that a chair disagrees with their appointment, then what?
Good question, but it was considered when, I mean, the discussion did include your recommendation. Just saying, since I was there, I heard it.
I just have a question. What's the best way, you know, as said Michael and I are new, what's the best way to get started in terms of the process, the work? I just need to.
I would recommend review the last annual report that's on the website.
Yeah, I have.
That will give you the measurable buckets that we look at, have looked at in the past, and now adding, we'll be adding things in the future, so you'll get a good assessment of what this committee does and what data we ask for.
Okay.
That is what I've recommended to most every member.
I think it's helpful that all the minutes are posted.
Yeah, and yours as well. But the big tool is the big, thick report that's how many pages, 20 pages?
Yeah, 16 or something.
Yeah.
I would
also. He's got a lot of graphs and data.
Right.
15 pages?
Yeah, 15, yeah.
But he's counting.
I would also suggest looking at the, what was it, 2017-11, the ordinance that put the ballot question forward. That is the call of what we do. And I think that having that as your guiding principle
Look at the charter.
2017-11.
The initiative.
The referendum language and the charter itself. Look at the charter. It's online as well.
Which, if I may, I believe both of those items you're talking about, I think that's a great idea. Those are both in the first annual report of this committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just going back to the beginning.
Yeah, and there's a page on Manatee School's website that has both the annual report and some of our governing documents, as Mr. Kennedy suggested.
And you can see everything. If you go on the website, CFOC. And
it's on the school board page.
I saw that. I was prior to us meeting, I was going through and looking at everything.
That's pretty much our committee history is pretty much posted there.
Okay.
And the school board, Tim, the school board has a post that shows the, what do you call it, dashboard of the referendum too, right?
Yeah. Will that be able to be continued under House Bill 777 that was passed most recent during the recent session by Representative Robinson? Will the dashboard be able to be continued under the bill that was passed by Representative Robinson that forbids any type of school resources going toward the renewal or election of a referendum?
It's just reporting
is
collected.
I don't think it goes toward the renewal.
It's not.
That's my question.
Yes, it's not advertising. It's just reporting of what's collected and spent.
10-4.
It's not promotion.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
And did anybody tell you about the government, the sunshine, that we can't?
The manuals.
So we need to get the sunshine.
We can't communicate with each other
outside of this room.
Outside of the committee meetings, and so our way to communicate is only to the clerk.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have questions of the chair, I mean,
about committee, about this business.
Send it to him, and then he'll send it to me.
We can talk about...
No, it caught me, which means happy birthday.
We can talk about other business, but not anything that could come before this committee.
Gotcha.
Because we are, we're an extension of the school board, so it's...
No hablé English.
Exactly. And I might actually request that we have the Sunshine Manual forwarded to our new members, if you already haven't received that.
I already did.
You got it?
It's worth reading.
Yes.
No, the first few pages.
Yeah.
First few.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yes, I do have it, yeah.
You have it, okay.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Probably got it when you were trying to...
I think I do.
It's overload.
Yeah, yes, a lot, no worries.
But just so you know that we can only talk about committee business in the committee.
In the committee.
Yeah, and just after the index and that manual, they have a pretty comprehensive FAQ about that.
Yeah, I suggested...
And it's only 5 or 6 pages, and it's hypotheticals, so it's a great asset.
My thing is just, for me, as an independent person...
Yes, sir.
Just what, how do I start, what form, and that's it. And then once I know those things, then I'm good, that's all.
Here's the point.
The unknown is the greatest hindrance of greatness.
Yes, absolutely.
See, like right here, I have a copy of the charter and... And the red book, I don't know if we're still using that thing or not.
Well, if you wonder what account anything's connected to, that's what the red book is.
And then there's a whole section, some acronyms.
Yes, you have to learn acronyms.
The acronyms in the red book, I would suggest that they get those two documents and just start creating you a digital file. I can see you're very technical.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still the old paper.
Yeah, I did.
Me too, I'm writing notes.
I really get it.
Oh, I'd be going crazy if I had one right now.
I am going crazy, because I have a binder wanting to fit in there.
It's crazy.
I don't have...
Okay, so...
Well, we won't vote on that.
I'm pretty sure I have that.
Okay. So October 5th at 2 o'clock, same place?
Yes.
Same time.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, David, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, we're adjourned.
All right, thank you.